WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. If you're feeling like the world's a pressure cooker right now, which, let's be honest, feels pretty accurate, then strap in, because today we're diving deep into why Stoicism isn't just some ancient philosophy for dusty old books. It's actually your mental health superhero. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an inner monologue of negativity? You know that feeling when every little thing seems like a catastrophe waiting to happen? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about training your mind to be resilient, adaptable, and ultimately happier. Think of it as mental strength training. You wouldn't expect to bench press 200 pounds without a solid routine, right? So why not apply that same logic to your mental well-being? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental game, all thanks to the wisdom of the Stoics. 1. Focus on what you can control. It's so easy to get bogged down by things outside our grasp, traffic jams, annoying colleagues, world events that seem like they're spiraling out of control. But here's the Stoic secret weapon. Focus on what you can control. Your attitude, your actions, your reactions, these are your battlegrounds. You can choose to respond calmly instead of freaking out when traffic backs up, or take a deep breath before reacting to that frustrating email. 2. Embrace virtue as your compass. Stoicism is all about living a virtuous life, being honest, just, courageous, and wise. When you align your actions with these core values, it builds inner peace and self-respect, which are like the ultimate mental health insurance policies. Think of it this way. Chasing fleeting pleasures might give you a temporary high, but true happiness comes from living a meaningful and ethical life. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one's not just a trendy buzzword, it's a Stoic pillar. Being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, that's the key to breaking free from anxiety and stress. It's like hitting the mental pause button when things get overwhelming, taking a deep breath and coming back to the present reality. 4. Reframe your perspective. Stoics believed in seeing challenges as opportunities for growth. Ever notice how you often view the same situation differently after some time has passed? Perspective is powerful. When you face setbacks, try to see them as lessons instead of failures. It's like that old saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, right? Remember your mortality. This might sound a bit morbid, but hear me out. Recognizing that life is finite can actually help you appreciate the present moment more. It reminds you to focus on what truly matters and to not waste time on trivial worries. Think of it like this: if you knew your days were numbered, wouldn't you want to make every one count? Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're standing in line at the post office on a Monday morning. It's crowded, slow-moving, and everyone seems to be having a rough day. You could get caught up in the frustration, grumbling about how much time it's wasting. Or you could take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is temporary, and focus on something positive, maybe listening to your favorite podcast or people watching in a non-creepy way, of course. That's the power of Stoicism in action, turning a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for inner peace. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways from the Stoics that can seriously boost your mental health. Remember, it's not about being perfect or suppressing your emotions, it's about cultivating resilience, wisdom, and a sense of purpose. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend who might need a little Stoic wisdom in their life. And as always, leave a comment and let me know your thoughts. I'm constantly learning from you guys, so every interaction helps make this podcast better. Until next time, keep training that Stoic Mind Gym. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.